Life Audio.
There's a song today called Warm Up that we're wanting to just kind of react to. It's pretty nice.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Yes, sir. We're back.
We are back.
What were you saying?
Jorian just acted like there was something behind me. So I was like, am I good? Am I about to get eaten by something? What's going on?
We'll just let it ride for the pod. How about that? Welcome back. You made it back after the weed episode.
Yes. Or maybe you didn't.
Maybe no one's listening to this one. But after the smelling salt episode. Full disclosure, I've said that word a lot lately.
Yes, you have.
Before we started recording this episode, I was peer pressured. We did the smelling salts again. And they were, Jorian and Ryan were trying to say that my nose was too far away. Look, and I should do it closer. And I subdued to it. And it wrecked me. It wrecked, like, half my face went numb. I do not recommend it.
Well, to our defense, right, the viewers saw you were probably about 3 feet away from your nose when you did it the first time. So
that's not what the viewers
Jorian
saw.
And I were all the way nose deep up there. I can't. Seriously, though, if you haven't done it, I can't. It's an indescribable feeling. I don't even know how to describe the nasal explosion that occurs.
It's pointless. It's not. I mean, unless you're a professional weightlifter, let's just stay away from the smelling salts. Yeah. Or if you're someone's knocked unconscious and you didn't wake them up. But that was fun. I mean, it did open up the airways. But that last one, man, that one right before this episode went up my left side of my nostril and like bounced around my brain and said, "Hey, Adam, what are you doing?"
He looked pitiful. I wish I had a picture to post up.
I got one, but I'm not going to post it. I took one and sent it to Robert, who sent us this stuff, and said, "I hate you." Anyways, today, man, we thought we would bring it back. We would bring back the reaction, a reaction episode from an artist that we actually know personally. His name is Rare of Breed, and he is touring right now. He has a tour called the Recovery Tour. I believe, is that right? Recovery Tour?
I can't remember, to be honest. It's terrible that I can't remember.
Yeah, I believe it's called the Recovery Tour. And he's coming to a place near us. We're going to take all the guys to the concert. And he actually came a couple years ago and did a private concert on campus for us. One of our former staff knew him growing up, and he stopped by from one show to the next, and he came. And so I've just been following him since, man. And there's a song today called Warm Up that we're wanting to just kind of react to. It's pretty nice. It's pretty good.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Yeah, speaking of, though, whenever he came, man, it was really, really cool. It was one of the most powerful testimonies that I've heard since being here. And like you said, I think it was 2 years ago, but he came out to the cabin. And, man, just a really down-to-earth, solid dude. Has a testimony similar to ours. Comes from a broken home. Just life was riddled with drugs and stuff like that. But, man, whenever he shared his testimony, he would, like, give you brief parts of his testimony, and then he'd do a song. But the song would have to do with, like, his life and his testimony, and then he'd go into more depth into his testimony, and then he'd do a song. And so it was just a really unique presentation and way to share his story and share his testimony of what God's done in his life and how much God and his testimony is influenced by his music.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really cool. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
We all bought shirts and hats and hoodies and stuff afterwards. It was awesome. His wife was there. I think his son was there.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So amazing dude who loves Jesus, very talented. So I guess let's just jump in.
Come on.
Wanna jump in? Let's go.
They've been asking for this one. I don't think they understand that you really do this, right? It's more than the title, it's more than the name.
Stop. So even right there, just kind of the intro, it's a different vibe. It's more of a Southern rap, Dirty South, not really Dirty South, but Southern.
Yeah.
Whereas NF was kind of like a Michigan, there's a difference between different genres of rap, West Coast, East Coast, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this definitely has like the Southern feel as you jump in. Go ahead.
God Twang. Hey, let them know what God it Twang. Is, bro. If you never heard the flow, then let me introduce you, give it to you proper. Every time I drop a verse, I got permission from the Father. Everybody sounds the same, I feel your lane is overcrowded. I've been doing this for years, some days I feel like Bobby Bowden. I don't have to cuss on records just to make my statement known. Every message we constructed is to fix a broken home. I know killers, I know dealers, I know folks who beat addiction. I've seen people at the lowest.
Every message we've constructed is to fix a broken home.
Yeah.
That's a bar right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's bars right there.
And then in this one that we kind of stopped on, I know guys who beat addiction. I've seen people at the lowest. So it's clearly it's hope filled.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's wanting to bring God glory. Said every verse or every song I write, I have permission from the Father or something like that. So he's definitely just on fire for Christ. He's wanted to bring a message to fix broken homes, to lead people to the Lord, and bring a positive message. Man, it's pretty the beat's sick.
Yeah, the beat's real
boom,
sick.
Boom, and it's nice. He's got a nice flow. Let's go.
Yeah, finding substance. Go ahead.
Jesus up in prison, that's the realest thing you ate today. So here's another portion. They say COVID's killing, turn around and advocate abortion. This and then the.
He went into it, man. They say COVID's killing people, but yet they advocate for abortion. That's bold.
And it is.
So abortion's not killing people?
Is that what you're saying? It's a mic drop.
That's sick, man. He's going hard. And I believe the warm-up, as we're talking, I believe he's got a whole album coming out. And this was just introducing it.
Yeah.
Turn around and advocate abortion. Wow. Let's go.
In the movement, I don't mess around with corporate. Keep the label, keep the genre, keep thinking you're that important. I didn't have to spend a dime. All of this has been organic. If you're paying for your fans, you will never understand it. Lock the door, build your room, stay comfortable, don't expand it. But don't hate when you peek out the blinds and see we built a mansion. Now that's what I'm talking about right there, boy. If they ain't know then, they gon' know it now. And the thing is, we ain't even done yet. Sound the alarm. It's the warm up, baby. Been a veteran for years, but making noise like I'm a rookie. Since 04, I had the flow in this mean coat, so grab a hoodie. We got people scratching heads like, where'd he come from? Who is this? How did I miss it? Well, frankly, you get overlooked when you admit you're Christian. Let me tell you something.
Hey, all right. So I love that. And so God Twang is kind of his brand. You see the hoodie. So definitely go show him some love. Rare of breed, God Twang. But I like that. And that's so true in culture. In last episode, we talked about how the church was giving out the arts. I mean, the greatest of arts was coming from the capital C church, and now that's handed over to the secular world. And so mixing that with what he said, you mentioned that you're Christian and they overlook you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure he's the warm up. He's fired up. He's talking about how he's, and he's been doing this for a long time. And because he's a Christian, he's overlooked. And he's saying, I don't need corporate. I'm going to organically build it. And man, I think he's got, over 100,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. So he has organically built it, man. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy when you think about like music and pop culture and things like that? Like every other world religion is almost acceptable and promoted. And the second you mention the name of Jesus, you are a hateful bigot and despised by the world. Like I've always thought that was so odd.
Yeah.
Like every other world religion is accepted and tolerated, but Jesus, you just mention that name and you are shunned, you are spat on, you are outcast. It's very ironic.
Yeah.
It's very, very ironic.
And even inside of that, maybe that's absolutely true. But even just being overlooked, man, we felt that for. I've been doing Christ-centered addiction recovery for over a decade, and we've always been considered. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all do the Christian recovery. Oh, okay, cool. But us over here with these disease models and things like that, we know what's really going on, and we're just down here like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, do you not see that your success rate is not acceptable in any other field, and yet our success rate when we point people to Christ and they find healing and they chase after him is radically more successful than yours, and yet we're overlooked because of the name of Jesus. Mm. We're overlooked because we're Christians loving people well when they come to us. We see them made in the imago Dei, made in the image of Christ, in the image of God. And then when they come in, they're not damaged goods. They're not secondary citizens. We see them as image bearers. And so we love them well. We point them to freedom. We give them the tools. And they walk in it at a 5 times more success rate. And yet we're overlooked because we're Christians. I feel them, man. I'm mad, too. I get mad, too, about it.
Don't mean I'm weak or second class. That just means I found redemption and forgiveness from my past. If you hate on that, that's fine, but you can't disregard the bend. If you step up in the comments, welcome to the lion's den. Man, my fan base is amazing. It's remarkable to see. It's what happens when you let an underdog up off the leash. This right here is simply training. It's a warm-up. This is practice. It's a fire that's been spreading. If you want it, grab some matches. If they say they run the game, I'm 99 when you play Madden. Michael Jordan in the fourth. You can bet it's automatic.
And just like that. It's easy word. Album on the wave. You ain't know.
God Twang. Hey, I like that hit. God Twang.
See, only with Jesus can you find forgiveness and redemption. Yeah. Those aren't secular, worldly words when you're talking about recovery.
Yeah.
Forgiveness and redemption.
Yeah, and this is going to be a shorter episode, but that's fine, man. I think we've seen that people really enjoy these, and we're bringing in truth and stuff like that. But I mean, something personally, we're both sports guys, and he's just being confident. He's saying, hey, you could see me as a secondary citizen. How many times have we said that?
Yeah.
How many times that's we were damaged goods or whatever? But he said, no, man, I've been doing this. And he's like, on Madden, I'm a 99.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, I haven't played Madden in a minute.
That's right.
But back in the day, man, we would create these guys and you'd make them a 99 overall. Yeah. Oh, man, they're faster than everybody. And he said, I'm Michael Jordan in the fourth.
Come on.
What do you know about that?
Come on, baby.
What you know about basketball?
Come on.
Huh? Michael Jordan closing the deal down in the fourth.
That's right.
I love that song.
Yeah, and he's just a good dude, man. He's a guy that once you meet him, you just want to support. You want to see him do well. You want to see his family do well. You hear his story and how much glory he gives to the Lord, man. It's all praise, honor, and glory to the Lord. He doesn't allow these things to get to his head. He knows it strictly because God has placed him in the position to be successful, and he desires to just give him all the glory, which is a beautiful story as well.
Yeah, we should get him on the pod. What do you think?
I'm down. I'm with it.
If y'all want him on the pod, leave us a comment. Hey, go blow up his social media. Say, hey, you really need to go on that Life After Addiction pod, especially since you're on that recovery tour.
Come on.
No, I'm sure he will, but I'd love to hear feedback.
Our guys are going to his concert, right? I don't think we mentioned that.
Yeah, we did. Early April, he has one here nearby. We got 30 tickets.
Yeah.
So we're going. I'm pretty excited. His beats. I mean, go to his page. Go to his social medias. It's Rare of Breed, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's putting out a lot of videos.
Yeah.
He's doing a really good job, man. And I think he's bringing God glory in an area that maybe not many people are.
Yeah. Good dude. Solid family man. Believer. Strong in his faith. And he's got bars.
And he's got
lyricist,
bars.
Man.
He's got bars.
Lyricist.
Anything, Jorian?
Jorian, if his like, camera on, he's like, hey. He was getting me hyped. Let's go.
Yeah. It was good. Man, that's awesome. Again, these are hard to end.
Yeah, they are.
Hard to end. But, I mean, I think just like he said, I've seen people. Hey, go back to about in the middle where he's talking about people finding Jesus in jail and drug addiction. And it's kind of
a little further back.
Towards the beginning, in the middle beginning. Yeah, right there, a little bit before that.
I've seen people at their lowest finding Jesus up in prison. That's the realest thing you ate today, so here's another portion. They say COVID's killing, turn around.
All right, stop. That's the realest thing you ate today, so here's another portion. But, yeah, man, how do you want to end it?
Yeah, I don't know. You're the one who slides in and navigates these.
Do you like that DOC way to end it last week? All I have now is a choice, baby.
There you go.
Is a choice. Yeah. Tell us what you think. Tell us if you want us to continue doing these. I know NF's coming out with the album. We'd love to kind of continue listening to him and talking about him. Or, guys, if there's subjects you want us to cover. Last week we covered weed. A couple weeks ago we covered the needle exchange programs. Yeah. There's really nothing off limits. We don't really care.
Or if any recovery songs, things like that. Yeah. Like recovery songs, we'd love to do reactions to certain songs, you know.
Yeah, or recovery topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine. But yeah, let us know. We'll do it. We don't care. We're not doing this for popularity. We're doing this because we feel God's called us to bring light to a dark place. And we have experience doing it. We're both walking in freedom from life of addiction. Lost everything. He died of a drug overdose. I lost literally everything. And God showed us that there is life after addiction.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And you better believe it.
Amen. Come on.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S, the number 2, L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S, the number 2, L.recovery.org.
Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.